Fear not. Your social media existence is about to return to normal. Why? Because the election is almost over. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Cara DeFalco and I will talk with comedian Rich Scheidner. Rich has been around for quite a long time. He was on The Tonight Show, first with Johnny Carson, then with Jay Leno. He was on with David Letterman, Arsenio Hall back in the day. He had his own HBO special. He's got a great new book out. He's seen a lot in all of his years on the comedy circuit, so to speak. And we will speak with Rich Scheidner. Then, what do animals think they see when they look into the mirror? Do they know it's a mirror? Do they get the whole idea? Well, we're about to find out, so stay tuned. And then, spoiler alerts. Don't you hate it? For some reason, you couldn't watch the show with the rest of America, and you're trying to hide from everyone because you're not going to be able to watch it until 3, 4, 5 days from now, and the entire world wants to tell you who got killed on your favorite show. How can you avoid it? Cara DeFalco and I will have some suggestions and try not to spoil your show for you. And we start things off this hour with, yes, your social media existence is about to return to normal. The election is almost, thankfully, over with. And yes, we've talked about it on this show before, and hasn't it gotten even worse? As we've gotten closer and closer to the end, you've got these people on, especially Facebook, that for whatever reason, 6, 7, 8, 9 posts a day, pro-Hillary, pro-Trump, we get it already. Did you change anyone's mind? No. Are you trying to convince yourself that you really want to vote for this person? That's what it seems like. This never-ending drumbeat of this person is terrible and this person is terrific. Enough! Is this all that matters to you? What will you now do for enjoyment or entertainment or enlightenment? Are you going to be inconsolable if your candidate loses? It's ridiculous. That's what it is. And I've also noticed something else. Maybe it's just me. It seems like the most vociferously political people on Facebook have turned out to be guys late 50s, early 60s who were kind of forced into an early retirement when their career kind of passed them by and their line of work kind of passed them by. And they got kind of nasty and they took it out on either Trump or on Hillary, depending upon who they didn't like more. Kind of sad, but fear not. Things get back to normal later this week. It's about time. All right. We have a new sponsor here on the show. We love when we have new sponsors. We welcome Terrifica to the show.
Sometimes life isn't easy. Work, the kids, my husband. It's easy to lose yourself, and it's easy to feel a little bit down. But then I found Terrifica. It's a unique blend of vitamins, minerals, and some really potent chemicals to round off the edges in life. I'm like a new person. Plus, it's so easy. I only take 8 tablets 5 times each day, and once again, I'm me, ready for the world. Or is that 5 tablets 8 times a day? Doesn't matter. Now the kids don't have to hide under their beds all weekend because I'm running around the house crazed with a frying pan and a carving knife. The dog doesn't tiptoe on his hind legs and have to walk himself. And my husband can actually look me in the eye because my head's not spinning around like a possessed demon.
Ask your doctor if Terrifica is right for you. May cause drowsiness, excessive bloating, violent diarrhea, and slight death. Avoid driving, shaving, and using big-ass electric mixers with whipped cream while on Terrifica. Some patients have reported dizziness and depression while using Terrifica. Some have reported these symptoms while not using Terrifica, so flip a coin. If you get the blues, no need to call your doctor, but if you find yourself sobbing and dangling from the Empire State Building while clutching an old picture of New Kids on the Block, seek medical attention immediately. Only take Terrifica on weekdays, never on weekends or religious holidays. Like other medications, Terrifica is not covered by any health insurance plan, and there's no need for a prescription. If you can spell Terrifica, you can take Terrifica.
Terrifica. It's made my life more than terrific. It's downright satisfactory.
Also available in suppository form, if you dare. If Terrifica is too strong, look for our other supplements in your drugstore, like Mediocrita or Crapica.
Haphazardly manufactured by one of America's most caring monolithic pharmaceutical companies.
Ah, that's a voice you can trust. Stay with us. Rich Scheidner is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend!
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. Or the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net. Try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.